Good morning, everybody, and happy Easter. Just a few notices to start this morning. The events for this week are as on the notice sheet that was emailed out to you or in the notice room. In the meeting room. Please take a moment to look at the notice boards, as Amy works really hard to keep us informed of what is happening here at Bedford Baptist Church. Church members, minutes from last meeting have been emailed out to you. Copy is on the website and a paper copy is in the meeting room. Please see me if you cannot access the paper, the online copies, and I will get you a paper one. This is the last week for nominations for deacons and church secretary. They close at 6 p.m. next Sunday. Chris Skinner and James Putt come to the end of their term of office as deacon and are willing to stand again if nominated. There are vacancies on the diaconate for new deacons too. Annalisa Coe, that's me, comes to the end of my term of office as church secretary, and I am willing to stand again in the role if nominated. Members, please prayerfully consider who would be right to serve as trustee of Desborough Baptist Church. A proposer and a seconder is required for each nomination, so talk to each other, pray together, and nominate, please. Don't assume that someone else will do it. Last call to leaders of all groups or events here at Desborough Baptist Church. I require your annual report by next Sunday, please, so I can get those compiled ready for our AGM in May. Email is fine, but I am happy to accept paper copies too. Check with me afterwards if you are unsure whether you need to do one for me. Thank you very much, and I'll now hand you over to Nick, who's going to lead us in worship this morning. Thank you.
Good morning. It's great, isn't it, to come on Easter Sunday to worship God together. I wasn't quite sure how to start this morning when I was thinking about it, but I think it's fitting and proper that we start with these words on the screen from Matthew 28. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Hallelujah. Isn't it great to know this morning that we serve a risen God and that he is able and willing to meet with us wherever we are? So we're going to stand and we're going to sing our first song this morning. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
defeated. Let's come to God in prayer, shall we? God, as we celebrate Easter today, may we be reminded of the joy that we have in you, the hope that we have in you, the life that we have in you that only comes from you, that can't be taken away, because you killed death in your death and you were raised to life, that we might be raised to life as well. Lord, as we think about what it means today for us and for this world, Lord, as we see and we look round and we see the mess that we're making, Father, I pray that you will come and you will be with us. Remind us this morning of the joy, the hope, and the love that we have in you. In your name, Amen. So, what is special about Easter? Anyone like to offer me any suggestions? Or shall I give you a clue? The co-op's closed, yes? Yeah, that is true. How about that for a start? Is that special about Easter? Chocolate? Yes, Neve, how about chocolate eggs? Yes, chocolate eggs. Anyone have chocolate eggs this morning? Did anyone get some? Oh, good. Okay, how exciting. Excellent. Anything else that you think is special about Easter? But you're right, chocolate eggs. Yes, we'll come back to that in a minute. Gardening. Okay. There's a story there, Mr. Gampson, I'm sure. How about family? The time when we can get together with family, isn't it? And friends. Over the Easter period as we celebrate together. What about that? School. Special about Easter? How about that? How about holidays? Is that better? All these things that are special about Easter. I want to show you something. Something that's special about Easter. Are you ready? You sure you're ready? Oh, everyone's gone. Oh. You've not seen anything yet. More? Okay, you want more? You're going to get more. Okay, here we go.
Oh, come on, everybody. Here we go. Let's get it popping. Down the trail I'm coming with a basket full of fun. And everybody's doing it. Put your feet together. There is nothing better.
This is all about fun, isn't it? And the fun things that we can do. There is one more really important thing that nobody's mentioned yet, and I'm so surprised. Maybe it's about this guy called Jesus. Do you reckon he might have something to do with Easter? It might be the reason why we celebrate. Okay, I'm going to show you something else now. Ooh, says everybody. Who fancies an Easter egg? Look at the hands go up. Yeah, so all the hands have gone up. Okay, right, well, you've got to earn them this morning, okay? You're not just going to give them away, they've got to be earned. Okay, now, all Easter traditions, there's always an Easter egg hunt, isn't there? Yes? Good, I'm glad you said that. Well, what I want you to do, if you're a young person, around the building this morning, you will find 12 of these, okay? And they've got a letter on, all right? So on the count of three, there's going to be pandemonium is going to break out, okay? Upstairs and downstairs, you can look because there's some upstairs as well. I want you to find 12 of these and bring them to the front. And if you find one, you might just get an egg in return. So are you ready? Ready? One, two, three, go! Most of them are in here, to be fair. You've got to bring them down. They can't stay up there. Okay, well done. Toby, that's number two. Okay, so let's just put them down here for a second. So we've got an E and we've got a V. Oh, we got three. Oh, Sheila's got one. Thank you, Sheila. Brilliant. Okay, so we've got four now. Please try and bring the bits of blue tack with you. Okay, thank you, Niamh. That's all looking good. Okay, so we've got a few. How are we doing? Okay, so we've got some letters here. Thank you, Isaac. That's brilliant. How are we doing? We got nine. Still three to find. Oh, no, we've got 10. Oh, we got another one. Excellent. That's, oh, I think we might have 12. Oh, well done, everybody. Brilliant. Okay, so we've got all 12. Thank you very much. We've got them all, Niamh. You can come down. Or we could leave you searching all morning, I guess. Okay, so we've got 12 eggs here, and they've all got a letter on. Now, in no surprise, I guess they're going to make up a phrase. So, young people, when you get back, do you want to come and see if you can order these in the right order? And we'll stick them up. Niamh, Toby, Isaac, you can come down if you like. Okay, so I need you to order these letters, Toby. Okay, I'm looking for three words. Three words. Okay. Have a guess. There is a U, I bet. Okay, I'm going to stick them up here, Graham. So just put them in order. I'm going to stick them right up there in a minute. If you can put them in order, what do we think? Yeah, I like that. That's a good start. I like that.
Is.
Yeah, okay. And you've got a few left. So what do you reckon?
A line.
Sort them out. Going to put them in order? Okay, right. Bring them up to me in order then. And we'll all see what they say. So bring them up in order. Yeah, bring them up, Toby. Let's have a look. Right, okay. So what have we got? We've got a J. Okay, good. That's a good start. Right, so. We've got an E. That's excellent. Oh, anybody guessing? Oh, hang on. In a minute. Here, we've got a U. That's good. Yeah, excellent. I think I'm missing a letter. Right, so there's our first one. What does that say? Very good. Excellent. Okay, so we've got a second word. Okay, so we've got a second word coming up here. I'm missing a letter. You want that one next to me? Have you got an S there? Thank you. So, that's the second word. What does that say? Very good. Okay, here we go. I think you might be guessing, yeah? Okay, what have you got? Yeah, that's excellent. Good. I like it. Yes. Okay, good. And one more. Fantastic. Excellent. Okay, everybody, what does it say? You don't stand too convinced. What does it say?
Jesus is alive.
Excellent. How many of us know that Jesus is alive this morning? Okay, good. Lovely. Well, we're gonna come back to that in a while. Right? And if you found a letter at the end, you can come and get a nice egg, all right? You can come and grab one. I think we need to sing a song, don't we? Yes, I think we do. Now we know that Jesus is alive. We're going to sing a song. We couldn't really get away this morning without singing this one. We're going to sing He Has Risen. Music group assemble. Thank you. Right, Matt, come and read to us while I get my breath back. Here we go. Perhaps unsurprisingly, our reading this morning comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, and it's the first 12 verses. Jesus has risen. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices that they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Well, while they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them to be nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself, what has happened? That's his words this time. I'd like to give you all something this morning for a bit later. So I'm going to ask Toby, Neve, if you just come and want to hand one of these out to everybody, that'd be great. You can keep the white ones for yourselves if you like, because you can colour these in as we go. Maybe you can give some of these out. Get a white one, so hand some of them out. Make sure everybody gets one, okay? Let me hand some out this side. So you can make sure everyone gets one of those. We've got some upstairs as well. Shout if we run out. We've got plenty more here, I hope. While you're just having one of these little cards, all will be revealed slightly later. You'll need a pen at some point, okay, but that's for in a few minutes, okay. So, yeah, he's got a load. Has everybody got some? That's it. Wave if you haven't got one yet, Neve will give you one. You've got enough up there, Ruth. You need paper aeroplane time. I'll get Neve to run up with a couple in a minute. You've all got one. Has everybody got one yet, Neve? Okay, youngsters, if you want a white one, okay, and you want to colour them in, that'd be great. There's some pens upstairs, there's some pens down here. So while I'm having a talk, you can colour one in. How are we doing? Have we got any spares? Has everybody got one? Wave if you haven't got one. Do we need one upstairs still? Do you still need one upstairs? Okay. Have you got any spares on there? Right, me. One of those upstairs for you. Have one for yourself. So I guess on Easter, There can be one theme or subject we're talking about. And it's that time of year when Christians celebrate the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. And today, especially, his resurrection. But if we really think about it, every day should be such a celebration, shouldn't it? But without Christ's death and resurrection, there can be no forgiveness of sins, no way to have a restored relationship with God, and no eternal future secure in the knowledge of spending it with Jesus. So I want to spend a few minutes this morning looking at six words which have changed the course of history. And I want to start by showing you something. This is hot cross bun. Now you can see I'm smiling here, but I can't eat it now because you wouldn't understand what I'm saying, but I'm tempted, really tempted. Okay, who can tell me what is on the top of a hot cross bun? Very good, not a trick question. It is, of course, a cross. And it reminds me this morning of the first three words. And they're recorded in the Gospel of John. And it's John's recollection of Jesus on the cross. His final three words. It is finished. And it's on the front of your little legs this morning. It is finished. What a fantastic statement. Jesus himself confirming that he had accomplished everything the Father had wanted. He completes the work set out for him, the final act of selfless love, paying the price for you and me. You see, Jesus knew all along how this was going to play out, right from before creation, really. And it's recorded, John records it in the gospel, in his gospel in chapter 4. Where Jesus himself says, my nourishment comes from doing the will of God who sent me and from finishing his work. The thing keeping Jesus going was doing God's will. Isn't that an interesting thought? And I wonder this morning if the thing keeping you going and me going is knowing we're in the will of God. Interesting to think about, isn't it? These three words, it is finished, tells us there was nothing more to do. Mission accomplished. The sacrifice on the cross, doing away with the old covenant given to Moses and setting up the new covenant in Christ. No more blood offerings were needed. Hallelujah. And two out of the four Gospels tell us that after Jesus' final cry, he gave up or released his spirit. Jesus' willingness to endure death on a cross, paying the price for my sins. And once we understand that, the rest of the story begins to make sense. Now, I don't know if you've been into a Costa coffee shop recently. Have anyone been in recently over the Easter period? And you would have noticed they are serving hot cross bun flavoured coffee and chocolates. Has anyone tried one? Well, I have. Unsurprisingly. It was all right. It wasn't bad. But not as good as the real thing. And we can try lots of things, can't we, in life? We can try money. We can try relationships. We can try big houses, big cars, big this, that, and the other. But it's not as good as the real thing. It doesn't satisfy like Jesus satisfies. Trust me, it really doesn't. And those of you, and I'm sure most of us have bitten into a hot cross bun, you can taste something, can't you? You can taste the spices especially cinnamon. And that brings me to the beginning of today's story, spices. The women leaving really early on that Sunday morning with their burial spices and perfumes that they'd prepared on their way to anoint the body of Jesus. And if we go back to our hot cross bun for a second, what shape is it? Again, not another trick question. Neve, what shape is that? Okay, well, maybe not quite. What shape should it be? Round, very good. It should be round. And that reminds me of that heavy stone that was sealed on the tomb containing the body of Jesus. Mark's gospel tells us that in their haste, the ladies who were rushing to the tomb had forgot to bring some muscle to roll away the stone so they could gain access. Just imagine their shock, bewilderment and horror when they arrived to see the stone already rolled aside. You see, God had arrived before them to allow them entry. God always gets there before us, no matter how early we set off. Do you know that? And in the eyes of God, the problem is already solved. Hallelujah. And that reminds me of a song by Don Moen. And it goes like this. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide, hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way, he will make a way. Hallelujah. I don't think so. You know, God has made the way open for the woman, and he makes a way open for us too, doesn't he? You and me, so we can come to him. A big part of modern day Easter is, as we've already mentioned, the Easter egg. An egg's reminding me of new life, little chicks emerging from the egg to begin the life cycle all over again. Now, I've got an egg here somewhere. Let me see if I can find it. Ooh, exciting, yes? Who wants to come and open this egg? Not interested 5 minutes ago. Come on then, Toby. You can open it first. But open that up for me. We're all watching. Open, come on, open, open, open. Oh, it's got it open. What do you mean, how dare I? Was that really cruel? Oh dear, okay. Yeah, empty. And it looked so promising, didn't it? Didn't it look so promising from the outside? You see, it's not what's on the outside that counts. It's what's on the inside. And we can go through life thinking that we're just fine, showing everyone just what a success we're making of things. Everyone who looks at us thinking, wow, look at that, you're doing all right. But if we haven't got the right stuff going on inside, it's all just for show. God can make a bigger success of us and our life than we could ever make of it on our own. But we need to let him fill us on the inside. And just like this is an empty box, alas, so too the tomb was empty when the women entered. Remember I said we're going to look at 6 words? Well, here come the other 3. Spoken of by an angel himself. And they're these words. He has risen. And they're the 3 words that are on the back of your egg. What a difference 3 days made. From it is finished to he has risen. Because Jesus is alive. And not only has our Jesus redeemed us by his precious bloodshed on that cross, he is very much alive. And this morning we're not worshipping a deity who is dead or fictitious, rather a God who rose from the grave, defeating death itself. The angel's words, why are you here looking for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Hallelujah. And because Jesus is alive, I too can be made alive and have relationship with him. How amazing is that? Just think about it for a second. The God that created everything, absolutely everything, the entire universe, wants me to have relationship with him. Doesn't it blow your mind when you really think about it? But it's true. Because Jesus is alive, we can have relationship with him. We are not worshipping something that was dead and buried. We are worshipping and serving a God who is alive and takes care of us and looks after us and wants the best for us. God's plan completed in a risen, ascended, glorified Saviour. Hallelujah. Doesn't that make you want to jump this morning? Because it should do. It should set you on fire, the very fact that Jesus is alive. Now, I'm not sure how the women went away from the tomb that day. Did they really believe it? Had Jesus really risen from the dead? We know he raised Lazarus and others, they might have said. But could he raise himself? We watched his life ebb away as he hung and bled on the cross. We heard that final cry. We saw him die. Mary stood outside the tomb crying. And here's how John records it. She turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've put him and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." He called her by her name. And Jesus calls you and me by our name. She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them all the things that he had said to her. The disciples didn't believe it either at first. But when Jesus himself stood before them, they believed. The simple truth is yes, Jesus did die. "It is finished," was his cry. But a mere 3 days later, an empty tomb. The angels confirm it. He has risen. What about you and me this morning? Are we able to say in our hearts, "Jesus is alive"? Do we know that as a reality? Is it true and real in your life? Easy to say, isn't it? Jesus is alive. But do we really believe it? Can you say this morning, just like Mary, that Jesus has called you by your name? Have you seen the Lord? And this morning, we are celebrating that victory, aren't we? That Christ has made on our behalf. And we're going to listen to a song now called Victor's Crown. And as it plays, I'm inviting you to think on these six words. They're on your egg. And I want you to write something on the back of what Easter means to you. And then, when you've thought about it, and you've written something, I want you to come, and I want you to grab some blue tack. I want you to stick them up on the wall here. As an act of worship, for you to affirm this morning that Jesus is alive. If you can't make it up here, don't worry. I'll get some of the youngsters to come round and grab your eggs when you've written them. Just wave them in the air, and they'll come and stick it up for you. Now maybe, just maybe, you're sitting here thinking, well, I'm not sure I can do that. I'm not sure about Easter. I'm not sure what it means to me. I'm not sure I can say with certainty that Jesus is alive. And that's fine. But I would encourage you to put your thoughts and questions on your egg and keep it. Then if you're able, chat it over with someone after the service. We're going to have tea and coffee when we've finished. Please stay. Please have a cup of tea and coffee. Chat with somebody. Talk it over. There's people here that would love to talk to you and pray with you. I'm going to play Victor's Crown. Listen to it. It is a fantastic song. Let the words speak to you this morning. Let this Jesus who is alive speak to you new and afresh this morning. And as you think about writing something on the back of your Easter egg, I pray that God will speak to you in a new way.
My delight is found in knowing that you wear the victor's crown. You're my help and my defender. You're my savior and my friend. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you. At the mention of your greatness, in your name I will bow down. In your presence fear is silent, for you wear the victor's crown. Let your glory fill this temple, let your power overflow. By your grace I live and breathe and share you.
Save you.
He has overcome this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Now, I don't know how you're feeling, but I just get the sense this morning that God wants to do something new with us, with you, with me. I wasn't sure whether I was going to do this or not. Be fair. There's the egg. Looks good, doesn't it? And we can look like this sometimes, can't we? We can look good, can't we? But sometimes in life, does that to us, doesn't it? And we end up being broken. But I can tell you this morning, God does not want you to be like that. And because Jesus is alive, he puts broken people back together again. And this morning, if you are feeling broken, can I tell you that Jesus is here for you? He can put you back together and make you the person that he wants you to be. And if this morning that is you, there will be people at the front here when the service finishes who want to pray for you. So just come to the corner and somebody will pray for you. Because without a shadow of a doubt, because this Jesus who gave up everything for you and for me and paid that ultimate sacrifice on the cross of Calvary, he can put you back together and make music group are going to come and we're going to sing another song this morning. And I pray as we sing this, this may be new to some of you. And it's called Behold the Lamb. See him there. The great I am, a crown of thorns upon his head, the Father's heart displayed for us. Oh God, we thank you. Thank you. We're going to come around the communion table in a second. And just to set the scene, I came across a poem a few weeks back. I'm going to read to you, and it's called Christ's Obituary. Beware if my obituary is stating I am dead. I bear the scars of suffering, thorns upon my head, the marks where nails were driven, the lashes on my back, the deep humiliation, the angry mob's attack, the torment of deep hatred, the mistrust and the guile, the words that bite like adders, such cruel worlds defile. It did not thwart my purpose, it did not change my plan. The need seemed only greater, the sinfulness of man. Before my journey started, my mission was to save. Before my earthly entrance, man had become sin's slave. I knew the pain I'd suffer, the burden that I'd bear. The price that sin demanded had to be carried there. The cross could never hold me. My Father set me free. I live, I walk in glory. No grave has claims on me. And through my death I conquered the perils all men face. Sin is no more a victor. It's been replaced by grace. Salvation's door is opened. The key is to believe. For mercy is extended the moment you receive the gift of God's forgiveness. You're not a slave to sin. You are a new creation when Jesus enters in. Andrew, come pray with us.
Let's pray together. Let's all pray now. Loving Father, as we come around your table now, we just want to give you praise. Praise you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died and rose again, who took our sins on himself so that we might live. Lord, we just want to bring our lives before you this morning. We want to confess our sin to you. Lord, we want to receive your forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Lord, we praise you that we do have forgiveness through Christ. He has shed his blood on the cross. His body was broken for us, that we might live. So, Lord, as we meet around the table, as we take the bread and the cup in a short while, we just pray that you would bless our hearts, that we would remember the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, and his sacrifice for us. And on this morning we praise you that he rose again from the dead. Hallelujah. So we share in this bread of life and we drink of his sacrifice as a sign of our bonds of praise around the table of the King. Amen.
I could ask those that are serving to make their way to the front. That would be great, thank you. Paul writes in Corinthians, "For I see from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat the bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" And this morning we're going to take the bread and we're going to eat it as it's offered and remember his broken body. And then when the cup is served, we're going to hold on to it and we're going to drink in unity together. Jesus says, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance. Let's drink together. proclaiming the Lord's death. And so we come to our final song this morning. Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah. Let's stand and sing this fantastic thing together.
Thank you.
Hail our resurrected King. Let's just finish by saying the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.